My name is Favorite Olokodana, and my speech is about the woman's right to vote by Susan B. Anthony. Many speeches have been made across the years, many powerful and impactful speeches that changed our history. But this particular speech changed the history of females in the United States to be able to vote. What led to this speech? In 1872, the feminist Susan B. Anthony illegally voted in the presidential election. She was caught 2 weeks later and brought to the jury in 1873. She wasn't able to take stand or defend herself in court, so she intended to write a speech instead. What was the speaker up against? The speaker was up against the mentality of males only being the one to be able to vote. In the amendment, it stated United States citizens can vote, but what they meant by United States citizens was just the men. It wasn't for women also to be able to vote. Our goal was to make sure that she spread the news around and make sure that all the women come together for them to fight for this together. Although one might think of a woman's right to vote is normal in today's society, but it was quite the opposite in the late 80s. Not only were women not able to vote, but they could also be fined and arrested by their offense. So the feminists with our friend St. Elizabeth Sandy Stanton came together to make sure that changed in the United States. Our intent was to make sure that women had freedom. In the politician realm, she made sure that in the government and everything, women had freedom, the same freedom that the men have. She made sure that there was equality between the women and the men. Our audience purpose, at first, she tendered a speech and it was declined, but she didn't give up. She made a tour, also made a march to make sure that the women get the freedom and the equality they deserve. To vote. Our speech on women's right to vote led to the 19th Amendment being passed in the 1920, which made for women to be able to vote. So finally, after the years from 1872 to 1920, that's when we women got the freedom that we have been asking for. And she didn't even live to make her voice heard. She was dead, but her words still continued. Do you agree or disagree? I agree to this speech, because if not for Susan B. Anthony, we women, we females won't be able to vote in the United States. We won't be able to tender our own opinion to. We won't be able to have rights in the government. We won't be able to have rights in the politics realm. So I agree, and I really am proud, and I'm really happy that Susan B. Anthony wrote this great speech and took this great step to help United States women, to help women have freedom. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.